and welcome to this extra little episode of the British English Podcast that is going to show you the improvement people like you can make with their English when joining The Academy, which is the online learning community that keeps this podcast alive. It's been going for about a year and a half now, which means two things. One, as it has been building every single week since the beginning, it has a huge amount of engaging online lessons and learning resources for every member to use whenever they like. And two, it means I can see real progress learners have made in the time that they have been members. And to show you this, I got inspired by those gym photos. You know, the ones you always see of that really overweight man in the before photo, and then next to it is an absolutely shredded version of that man in the after photo, having completed the fitness program. So I thought, I've seen such progress in those who have joined the academy. How can I show you their progress like a gym before and after photo? And then I realized, I can just go back to the first couple of class recordings students join and take audio clips of them when speaking, and then compare it with audio taken from more recent classes. So I've gone ahead and done that. I've got a student called Katerina, and she joined me back in April 2021. So let's have a listen to how she sounded then.
But I think it doesn't... It isn't true polite. It's a way of speaking. Maybe I go to a shop just to buy a t-shirt, and then I buy a lot of things that I haven't not thought about.
So I told maybe I don't remember what I say. We have been not in touch for years, maybe. I can't remember.
Thailand people is more non-confident, more. I can't find the words now.
Okay, let's pause that. And before we go on to show you what she sounds like now, let's do a little analysis of that. So, from my perspective, as I also remember when we originally met, the primary issue at hand was a lack of fluency. And that was a result of the vocabulary not coming to her when she wanted it to. And also the grammar was often muddled, and that was another stumbling block that prevented the flow in her sentences. I'm sure we've all gone through this. It's really frustrating, really annoying, because you know you're not coming across smoothly. And I remember Katerina said it herself. She nearly threw in the towel, meaning she nearly quit. But she held out and has come on so far. So let's jump ahead now to some of her most recent classes in the academy that were taken in February 2022. And I want you to also pay attention to the tone in her voice, because to me, she is so much more grounded in whatever she's saying. She's comfortable speaking English. It's brilliant to witness, and I'm so proud of her, as I am with many other Academy students. All right, this is what her English is like now.
But with the younger one, I had a lot of problems with their behavior, and she threw a tantrum every day, every 5 minutes. It was impossible to pacify her. I tried to avoid to take her to the supermarket, to shops, to everywhere.
It depends how this guy is, because if he's gorgeous and if he's interesting, okay, it could be a mind-blowing experience. But if he's awful and annoying, maybe I won't be very happy to speak with him.
Yeah.
But if someone's flirts with me, it could be very important for my self-esteem.
Because my mother visited me last weekend, and I know that she came here because she would like to go to Nice in France to buy something, and that in Italy she can't find it. And I told that my mother killed two birds with one stone because she visited me. And at the same time, I took her to Nice, to France, to buy these things that she needed.
Okay, So that's her fluency that has, in my opinion, skyrocketed. And she's also correcting herself with grammar and pronunciation most of the time now. But another problem Katerina had was the ability to get creative when exampling new language, which is so useful when trying to learn your vocabulary. So the next couple of audios you'll hear, I want to put a disclaimer out that she did write them out before saying them in class, but I'm including them because I wanted to show you how she's not only managing to advance with her fluency, but also the correct usage of advanced expressions along with the collocations and grammar that is needed to make these phrases really work. So here goes.
A friend asked me to pull together our money and open an English restaurant somewhere in Italy. He's sure we will bring home the bacon, but as I know him very well, I'm sure he's just asking for problems. No disrespects, of course, but who could think to open an English restaurant in Italy?
During a scorching night, I saw a socialite in a pub in London. I tried to have eye contact with him, but I felt a bit like a stalker. Furthermore, I was really embarrassed because I was wearing my trackie and a pair of flip-flops, whilst other people were stylish. I tested the waters looking at him, and I noticed that he was very friendly. So I decided to involve myself in a conversation with him, even if I didn't know how to bridge small talk with him. I felt a little bit dumb because I told him something nonsense and I understood that I was getting under his skin. So I decided to nip the chat in the bud and I ran away. Despite it all, it was a mind-blowing situation because it was the first time that I met someone famous.
So there we have the language learning equivalent of a before and after. And if you want to make a significant difference to your English, then the first step you need to do is make sure you sign up to the Academy before the 7th of April when the doors shut tight for a long, long time. As I said at the beginning, this was an extra little episode to simply show a case study of the Academy. So we will leave it there for today. But if you like what you heard, you know what to do. My name is Charlie, and I'll see you in the next episode of the British English Podcast.